Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Sean, do you have stuff in the system now?
No.
It doesn't, really?
Nope, it's not there.
Huh. Okay.
Nope, it's all from Friday.
All right, I'll just wait on all that.
Okay.
Cool. Let's see here. This is sad. Beth Chapman is in a coma after a choking emergency. Did you see this over the weekend?
I did see it over the weekend. You know, we've been reporting this for the past month or so, that she was in really bad shape with this throat cancer. And now it looks like it's really taking a turn for the worse.
So we know Beth Chapman from the series Dog the Bounty Hunter. She is in a medically induced coma, which is always a bad sign, right? At a hospital in Hawaii, and her husband, Dwayne, the dog Chapman, is asking people for their prayers. I didn't know that he was charged with murder in, like, 1976.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
what happened?
A little bit of a rap sheet there. I don't think it ever stuck, though. I'm not sure.
He went to prison, but he only stayed there for, like, 8 months or
something. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he got acquitted of that.
I don't know. Maybe after the 8 months, they were like, oh, maybe you didn't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I have no idea how that worked out. But here's the one thing I'll say about the dog and Beth. You know, that's a wacky show. And those two, they're characters, man. I've not watched it that much. But what I have seen of those two, it's kind of like Johnny and June, man. They got a great love.
Yeah, they do. They, a forever love.
It's a marriage. It's a marriage that I think has withstood time.
It's real, that's for sure, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it sure appears that way.
I guess Beth was rushed to the hospital and has been there ever since. Family sources say that the choking was in relation to her having breathing trouble for throat cancer. They say that she's still in the coma right now, and she has struggled with cancer for years. However, she was cancer-free for a while, but last November, her throat cancer returned, and she underwent aggressive chemotherapy.
Yeah, that's when the dog started posting all the updates and stuff of Beth, and he was even saying himself that that it was just a matter of time.
He also said he couldn't live without her, which is, you know, a little scary to say that.
Yeah, but I think you say that when you're going through what he's going through right now with her.
I wonder how long they've been married. I don't even know that.
I don't know.
Either. All right, anyway. That's sad, so little prayers for them. Did you see that Captain Sandy? Well, you don't watch it. Below Deck. I keep telling you to try to watch that Below Deck Mediterranean.
No, I've not seen it.
She was here in Colorado.
She was?
Yeah, she went to my girlfriend's place and got her hair cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was she doing here?
I don't know.
Just hanging out?
Getting her hair cut at Posh.
Really?
Yeah. I was like,
maybe she's got relatives or something here.
Maybe she does.
Maybe a family visit?
Who knows?
I don't know.
You got to watch that show.
Now, what does she do on the show?
She's the captain.
Oh, captain of the ship?
Yep.
Oh, get out of here.
And it is big. You would really like that show. Anyway, last night was the BET Music Awards. Did anybody watch that?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, Cardi B, no matter what you guys think, that girl delivers. She is a performer, that Cardi B. I just watched the performance of her and Offset opening up the BET Awards. She sang that song Press. And he sang the song Clout, and it was amazing. I have to tell you, she delivers.
Yeah,
she got out there.
No, I've not seen it.
Shook her, you know what?
And she likes to shake it.
And they had like 50 dancers out there with her. It was pretty amazing. You got to watch it. We'll put it up on Facebook. And I know that she's, you know, but when she gets on stage, she goes.
Did her pants rip again?
Nope, no pants ripping.
Really?
No, nothing. Oh. Sorry to tell you that. I know you wanted to see it.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was actually last week, her pants split on stage. She had to finish the set she was doing with a robe on.
Yeah, she did.
In her underwear.
And it ripped at a very meticulous place.
It did.
Crack area. Mm-hmm. Crackle area. Oh, somebody says Captain Sandy's girlfriend lives here. Oh, hey.
Huh.
I love that. I love Captain Sandy.
Huh.
She's like no crap captain. You know what I mean?
She must be here. I mean, he must be here often.
I'm probably sure.
With a girlfriend.
No, it's a she.
It's a she?
I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian.
She is?
Yes.
Oh, get out of here.
That's why they said her girlfriend lives here.
I gotta watch.
Or did you think Sandy was a man?
I didn't know.
Oh.
I've never seen the show.
Right. Sandy's a woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's the captain of the ship, and her girlfriend lives here.
I know a guy that used name, or he was named Sandy.
Shout out to Captain Sandy's girlfriend who lives here.
Yeah.
Captain Sandy moved to Denver because she fell in love with the woman who is an entertainer here. Whoa!
Good deal.
This is crazy. Captain Sandy also lives in Denver, you dummies.
She does?
Man, I don't...
See, we don't know any of that. Okay. I don't even know who Captain Sandy is.
Well, you don't
watch... I don't watch the show. I don't know anything about it.
All I know is that she could, if we chartered a boat, she could drive the hell out of
it. Yeah.
So there. Cool. All right, what else was I telling you? That seems like there was something. John, do you have the Cardi B audio yet?
Sure do.
Okay.
It's the one right here, the last one.
Here is Cardi B. By the way, she won big at the BET Awards. No, that's not it. Stop. Let me just turn it up. I wanted her the one where she accepted.
Try this one.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody. You know, as a female artist, I always feel like, damn, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing too much, and sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much. You know what I'm saying? It's like you never get perfect to these people, but the numbers don't lie. 3 times platinum, and I'm glad that I made an album that your sister, your mother, your grandmother like it. All these bitches be like, thank you very much.
Gotta love her. I don't care who you are.
Cardi B.
That is, she delivers. She does indeed do. Hey, did you see Toy Story 4?
I did not. Lisa and the baby went.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they went over the weekend, but I didn't get to
go. Did she say if it was good?
Said it was excellent.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Loved it. And then came home and gave me the spoiler. I said, what if I want to sneak out one day and go see it by myself?
See, now you know how everybody feels.
Yeah.
No,
was wrong.
No, but now you know how everybody feels when we give the spoiler and you're like, hey, if you didn't have
Yeah, I know.
That's what you say to people. Now you know the pain.
I do, because, I mean, it ruined my weekend. We have now, thanks to that stinking movie, okay?
Oh, no.
We now have every item, everything that Andy had when Andy was growing up of Toy Story. All the characters, every one of them. Woody, the entire crew, Rex, everybody. We have them sitting in the living room now. Every one of them.
Are they sitting like they're having a conversation?
Yeah. It looks just like the movie. You know, when they're on the porch there and Andy has to say goodbye and all of them are lined up? That's the way they are on the coffee table right now.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you got out of the Cars era, because I was a Cars era baby. Oh, my God. We had Cars, the car, yeah. The airplane that came with the Cars movie. We had all the Cars crap. So now this is the new wave of stuff.
Yeah, it sure appears that way because we have every single toy. But here's the really cool one she found, though. Over the weekend, she found an actual Woody. The same size, everything, the exact same thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How much did that put you out?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask.
Because I have the Buzz Lightyear sippy cup.
Yeah.
The top of it is his head in a bubble.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It's real nice.
How much you want for it?
Oh, yeah. I should just give it to you.
Yeah, I got a feeling that you're not going to need it anymore.
Oh, it's been in the bottom drawer forever.
Oh, well, bring that sucker in. We're on a roll right now with Toy Story in my house.
I totally forgot.
He loves Woody. He's now sleeping with Woody.
Oh.
He takes Woody to bed. It won't let him go.
That's
just loves
so
Woody. I mean, it's just like Toy Story.
Except for it's adorable. I told you my kid, thank God, didn't have like a special blanket or a special toy ever to sleep with. Thank God.
Yeah.
But dude, the day that you guys leave that at a park.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I see people posting all the time in my neighborhood watch thing. Like, has anybody seen this stuffed animal? We left it at the park and my daughter is freaking out and won't go to bed.
Well, it's only been 2 nights. Hopefully he'll be over it by later this afternoon.
I'm just going to warn you. Why don't you find a backup Woody?
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. Do you have one?
A backup Woody?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
No. Do you have?
I do.
You've got the Buzz Lightyear. You got the mug. Do you have it somewhere at home?
Do I have a backup Woody?
That is a loaded
question, isn't it, friends? made me laugh. You made me laugh. All right. Anyway, Toy Story, $118 million. Toy Story 4 had one of the biggest openings of an animated movie ever to take the top spot at the weekend box office. It's 118 million. That's the fourth biggest opening for an animated movie ever. However, it was projected at 140, so they're a little disappointed.
Just a little bit off there.
They are.
And Toy Story 3 had done 125 million.
Oh, no.
So this one was off just a bit.
That's not good. I bet they were all disappointed.
No.
Isn't it funny, though, you can be disappointed about 118 million?
Just over but 3 days.
I wonder what that thing cost, though. Think about it. You have Tom Hanks. You have, what's his name? I mean, this is kind of costly.
Yeah, but I don't think it was anywhere near what actual, you know, action movies and, you know, when you're doing like, you know, those, what is it, Robert Downey Jr. movies and stuff, I think they're really expensive. I think the animation stuff is a lot cheaper.
You're just sitting there with your computer?
I think so, because this thing did, you know, in the U.S., as you said.
You don't have to be on site anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you get to cut corners on. But this thing, it did 118 million here, but around the world, globally, it did $250 million over 3 days.
Dang, dang.
That's a lot of money.
It really is. A whole lot. And then finally for you, I don't know what she's thinking, but Roseanne is joining Andrew Dice Clay, and they're going on tour for a comedy tour.
They're a good fit, though.
Yeah, yeah, so.
You know, I mean, they're very grungy, can be outrageous at times, in your face.
It's called the Mr. and Mrs. America Comedy Tour, and I guess it's Andrew Dice Clay, who is her good friend and her fellow comedian, and they're going to go out.
Yeah. Plus, they're both kind of washed up.
Yeah,
they fit.
I just don't know if I want to see them.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are going to buy tickets to that.
I mean, I feel like she's crazy.
Yeah.
Like legitimately, like.
Well, I feel like he is too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good match.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.